this shit or something. Like, this shit sounds way too fucking clean. When did this shit come out? In, like,
2006.
Like, there's no fucking way.
2006.
They were like time travelers or some shit.
I mean, in 2006, though, that was like, for them, right? It's like the, like, one of the peaks of, like, My Chemical Romance. Like,
they, I feel like it was the peak of the fucking genre, too.
Yeah.
It's a good album.
It's, yeah, I think it's a really, I just think it hits everything in such a small format. Like, it just, like, simplified, like, if you really look at it, it's such a small album, and it really, like, hits a bunch of points in that genre. Mm.
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, things you don't know that you have to look up. There's things that you feel like you can almost feel, and then there's also things that you absolutely relate to. Everybody, if you don't relate to teenagers, there's no way. There's no way. Every boy should relate to that song. It's super bad.
I hope everyone is doing well and that you're having a fantastic day.
He started with ladies and gentlemen. He didn't say
ladies and gentlemen and theys.
No, you didn't start with, hey everyone, how's it going,
guys?
Why, your voice doesn't get to that. My bad.
How's it going, guys?
My bad. To cut you off. Go ahead, OG.
No. Oh, what is it? Guys, gals, and non-binary pals. I like that one.
Who
says that?
A lot of people. You know, just grab everybody.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think we listen to podcasts as much as a normal human does.
I only listen to sex podcasts.
Oh, I've done that too. It's cool.
Yeah, why?
What are we talking about?
It's education. Sex podcasts? Like,
I've never heard it.
I just think they're funny to listen to.
I enjoy it. It's cool. It's cool to hear about the stories. And then I also listen to sleeping podcasts.
So I like freakage.
I listen to true crime podcasts.
I like listening to freakage.
Yeah. I know. Why are you telling it to me? Like, I don't like the same thing. That's why I was like, what?
Ladies and gentlemen, I am.
It's us too.
I mean, he looked at us crazy.
I am Danko.
Danko is straight upside positive.
Welcome back
life.
To the Entitled Mixtape. I am joined with, of course, my lovely co-host. I have Lorenzo right across from me.
I forgot that we switched to Tuesday, so I went home and then had to drive right back.
Oh, that's
legit. Yeah. I was here already, and I totally forgot. I was like, okay, I'm going to go home, eat some food, and then I'm going to come back. And then I got home, turned on my computer. Dingo was like, hey, at 5, right? And I was like, I'm just going to have a cup of coffee, and I'll pack some food.
You have a fact.
That's my that fact. Was your I fact. Was, I okay. was, yeah.
And then, of course, we have...
Ceviche.
Hey.
Dropped an album.
Ceviche.
Don't know if you're allowed to share or if you want to share. Are you going to do any music videos? Have you thought of any?
My cousin asked me that today.
Oh.
He's like, you going to make a music
video? Hey, thanks for calling me your cousin. Bro. I'll take it. I'm more like a brother, but sure, I'll take it.
I don't know, bro.
That's
like,
fair.
I would want to. I just like, I'm awkward. You know?
No.
Okay. I guess I'm not.
You're not awkward.
No, I'd be down to. I just like I've never.
You have an envisioned any? That's fair.
Okay. Well, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you are having a fantastic
Sebi
day.
Sev.
Yep. Sevi Sev.
The Big Lou.
More famous now. Always famous.
6'3", but when I rap, I turn 6'3". I can't. Huh? What happened?
No. Don't. No.
Oh, all right.
How are y'all doing today?
I'll put that on a shirt.
You guys doing good?
I'm
famous right now. So
yeah, famous. You are famous right now. You dropping a project. Things looking great. Lovely. Want to see more? Yeah.
Do we call it bro. That? A project?
Huh?
Do we call it that? Is it an?
It's an album.
It's an album, right?
I say project because like I still don't feel like this is my debut album.
That's fair.
You know, like
this is
like for a debut, like I would want all like original beats just specifically made for me.
Ah, yeah, fair.
These
fair.
I just hit up producers. I was like, hey, buddy,
you can I use some? It?
That's fair. That's
yeah.
fair.
True,
well,
true.
Ladies and gentlemen, today is a special episode that we are going to be doing. We're doing a listening room, the first listening room of the year, and
you need a soundboard
for the. Do I? Yes. Do I need a soundboard? I don't know. That's kind of like the chit shows thing.
Like, I feel like we feel failed.
I don't want to be in control of the soundboard. You can be in control of the soundboard.
No, you don't want me. You don't want me in control.
I'm just worried that I'm going to talk and you're just going to go, boop, boop, boop,
boop. Yeah, that's what it, exactly.
I don't want that. What would I put on the soundboard?
I mean, it's the same thing.
Like, yeah, you do it all the time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We kind of fulfill that.
You are the soundboard.
We probably break it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You can't trust me with that.
Okay, my fault.
And I'd put so many random sounds in there.
So this listening room, for those who don't know what the listening room is, it is when we go into an album or albums and talk about the story inside of it, and we talk about the reactions and just our feelings on each track. Similar to B-sides, but we're not going to be doing the whole artist this time. So what are we doing for the listening room this week?
We are doing MCR.
Why are you
My Chemical Romance.
That threw me off. I thought you legit forgot.
No, I did not. No, I have it right in front of my face. I just like to throw curveballs at you from time to time. Lorenzo, what are we doing?
We're listening to MCR, or My Chemical Romance, The Black for the Culture Parade.
The Black Parade. The Black Parade by My Chemical Romance. Probably hailed as one of the best pop punk emo albums to ever come out. And yes, one day we will do a B-side on My Chemical Romance, because this isn't their only best album. It is one of my most favorite albums, but they have some pretty good albums too, other than this one. But yeah, we're going to be doing a listening room because this album does have a story. And yeah, initial thoughts on The Black Parade. This album came out in 2006. So it has been out for not 17 years just yet, but it has been out for 16 years. This album...
Stop.
I'm so
That's
old.
Weird.
16 years.
That's so weird, bro. Especially, like, because I remember, like, when they first dropped.
Yeah.
So, like, hearing that is so strange, bro. I feel old as hell.
Bro, I'm ordering my cane tomorrow. I'm so sad.
This album has been reprinted, remastered, reissued. There's different versions. There's a 10th anniversary of it. You, of course, have Bob Breyer on drums, Frank LaRoe on guitars, Ray Toro on guitars, Gerard Way on lead vocals, as well as Mikey Way on bass guitar.
I barely found out that his brother.
Yeah, I did not know that. I did not know that until this moment.
Yeah, no, until I listened and I was like, who's in the band? And then I looked and I was like, wait, no way. There's two ways. There's two ways.
Yeah, there's two ways.
If you do recognize the name Gerard Way and you haven't listened to My Chemical Romance, you've probably seen that name on the Umbrella Academy, who also wrote it.
Umbrella Academy.
I could not think of his name for the life of me, though. I kept saying Gerard Butler.
That's what I have to say, Gerard. Wait, like I have to take a pause.
Like, I had to pull over. And I was like, bro, what is this dude's name? Like, I was getting frustrated. I was like, is it Butler? Is it Gerard? Like, what is it?
So this album has gone, I mean, it's been in the charts for so long in Rolling Stone. It did the best of 2006. It's gone platinum many times, and we'll talk about why a little bit. But this is a rock opera album. And like Lorenzo mentioned, Gerard Way wrote the story of The Black Parade. He also did The Umbrella Academy, as well as The True Lives of the fabulous Killjoys, which is actually an album that he wrote and also a comic book. He wrote stuff for Doom Patrol. He loves writing. And his biggest goal for this album was to create a story. That was the main reason why the band was created, is to create these big kind of bombastic stories. And we might do the other albums pretty soon. I think Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge is kind of like their commercial success, but like Danger Days, The Fabulous Killjoys is another album they did, and it looks like they're releasing an album pretty soon with the single that they released last year, which we had iffy feelings about.
I didn't have no iffy. That was ass. whoever mixed The Black Parade needs to do the mixing, because the mixing, like, Gerard Way sounded out of it.
Yes.
It was not. It sounded weird.
So the mixing is done by Chris Lord Algay. He has done stuff like 21st Century Boulevard of Broken Dreams. He did 21st Century Breakdown, American Idiot. So he did most of the Green Day stuff, and he mixed this album as well. He won Grammys for pretty much almost all of his projects that he's ever mixed. So, yeah, he's got some tenure. So, let's get into it.
I'd really be looking through... I look at music through a microscope, and it's like I never knew, like, I mean, this is like my third time listening to this album fully, and I never thought of like a storyline, because I'm so like into dissecting just lines and like finding underlining meanings within lines, and then Dake will be like, "All right, we're gonna talk about the whole storyline," and I'll be like, what? I feel like I was only given pages of a book, and Dake kept the book whole and read the whole thing. Damn. Did not know that.
But yes, yeah, so yeah, shouts out to the mix, because we kind of mentioned this before we started recording, but this album still sounds
incredible. Bro,
it sounds better than a lot of projects that come out today.
Yes, most definitely.
Like, the engineering on this is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Although, I feel like engineers who can engineer like bands, mm-hmm. they're on a different level.
You gotta
do the drums, yeah, and guitar, like everything.
Mm-hmm. Gotta like compress each one too, no? Yeah.
Yeah, it's insane.
So I will say before we start, the major influences in this album are Pink Floyd and Queen. You can hear it right off the bat, it being a rock opera, it being having this crazy story, as well as the overall theme is a marching band, as we will get into soon. But yeah, this story, as we go through it, it centers around the patient. The patient finds out he has cancer, and then he just goes through kind of like the trials and tribulations of kind of accepting that and going through that. So this has a lot of themes of accepting death, accepting who you are, and just grief in general for other people. So Gerard Way always wanted to make an impactful story like this, and the emo scene is the most perfect way to do something like this, because you know you're focusing on death, you're focusing on accepting yourself with songs like Teenagers, and yeah, so we're just gonna go through each of the songs, of course, starting off with The End. It is literally a minute 52. It is the start of the song, and pop punk fashion it transitions into Dead.
I won't lie, this was a long ass minute and 52 seconds.
Right.
Like, it really was.
To it, I was like, this was like, it sounded like a 3 minute song.
Yeah.
Like, it was crazy. I was listening and I was like, what? Wait. Like, and then I looked at the time. I was like, huh?
Mm-hmm.
How's so much happen in so little time? Like,
so this is Gerard Way. This is Gerard Way going into the audience, like a lot of storytellers do, bringing them in, telling them about this. Here's this sad story that we're going to talk about. You might wake up and notice you're someone you're not. If you look in the mirror and don't like what you see, you can find out firsthand what it's like to be me. And we get transitioned into Dead, which is one of my most favorite transitions ever. I'm just gonna play it.
Yeah.
The song did.
What?
I wasn't a fan of this song.
Yeah, okay.
Per se.
That's fine.
Like, it wasn't bad. It was just like damn, bro. Like, what he was saying in it, like the chorus.
Yes.
I was like, bro, damn.
Yeah.
Chill.
I gotta refresh my memory.
Damn.
It is very intense, but this is the perspective of the patient. Yeah.
I remember listening to this because I was just in the studio, and I was like working on my planners, and I was like, hello?
I was like, bro, this is like the first song.
Yes.
Technically, like, damn.
It starts off with a bang, and you'll notice in the album that most of these songs are very in your face. They're very they want to put the message across that this is chaotic. You know, you just found out, be in the patient's perspective, you just found out you had cancer.
And then there's all these underlying questions about your own life.
Right. Yeah. And so, like, hearing the doctor say, like, you have, you know, you're going to die, in his head, it's very, like, intense. Like, your heart's going to stop. You're going to die.
Yeah.
We don't know what's going to happen. So this song is very intense, but it's also very jammy. Like, it has guitar solos. It's it just goes fast. It's breakneck speed, and it's only like 3 minutes long. And so, yeah, Dead is a very intense song. It used to be my favorite because of the transition, but I've kind of like, as I've grown up, I have another favorite now.
Yeah. But the transition, I ain't gonna lie about that. Because when I first heard it, I was like, after the transition happened, I was like, dang, this is the same song. And then I looked over and I was like, oh, we on to the next.
And then we get This Is How I Disappear. This is definitely, I'm going to just play a little snippet of each song so you kind of get a grasp of what it sounds like so you know what song I'm talking about. So this song is very, this is the patient going to his loved ones and going, I'm gonna die, you know, and that's the name of the title as well. This is how I disappear. This is how I'm gonna go. I'm gonna live my life alone. I'm cutting everybody off. So he has a very pessimistic like point of view. He doesn't want anyone around him when he dies is kind of the point of view of this. So I love this song. I like it. I like it more because even though he's saying mean things to his loved ones, there's like this in the back of his head. In the back of his head, he's like suffering a little bit. Yeah. Like he's not giving his emotions out to people. And that's just what I really enjoy about the song. Hold on.
I like this song.
That's a very male perspective.
Yeah. So like you can hear the intenseness of the chorus. And then like, in the back of his head, though, it kind of just like he's like suffering on his own,
yeah.
Which is where this comes in. Such a good part.
I love this part.
His voice is so freaking crazy, bro.
Right.
Shout out Helena.
So, oh my God. We got to do 3 cheers.
You got to wait, but yeah, you know, I feel like I mentioned this like 80 times. We know who Helena was, right?
Mm.
Helena was the bassist, the bassist's grandmother, and she's the one who taught Gerard Way how to sing.
Oh, nice!
Yeah, that's what Helena's about is about that grandmother.
So we definitely have to cover that. Yeah, too.
Shout out Helena.
That's crazy.
Rest in peace.
But yeah, that like weird quick transition from like intense, this is how I disappeared, to just like, can you hear me cry out to you? Because I don't want to hurt anymore. And like he can't because he keeps choking on the words, and it's a very emotional song. But then we get into Sharpest Lives. So the patient has gone full pessimistic, existentialist. Like he just told his loved ones that he's dying, and then he just like he's over it. He's sick of it.
Bitten.
He's over it. It even starts with like, well, it rains and it pours when you're out on your own. If I crash on the couch, can I sleep in my clothes? He's getting drunk. He's doing drugs. He's doing whatever he can with the life that he has left.
Yeah.
Except spending time with his loved ones, which is kind of the idea, is that he's just becoming a terrible person because of this diagnosis. And towards the end of the song...
I mean, it's kind of like fake ballad, though.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
It's kind of like fake ballad. Like, I'm going to die.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
Know what I'm going to be happy for.
Yeah.
Freaking, that's like, a living a reckless life.
Yeah.
Reckless life.
Reckless because, you know it's about to end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He even says something like, the sharpest lives are the deadliest to lead, and a light to burn all the empires. So bright, the sun is ashamed to rise and be. In love with all these vampires so you can leave me like the sane abandoned me. So he's just trying to push everyone out.
That was fire.
He has in my interpretation, he has a crazy bender. He does his thing and he wakes up and he kind of has an epiphany. He has a memory. And this is, of course, the most popular song. I don't even have to play it.
Yeah, don't.
On this album, on My Chemical Romance, which is Welcome to the Black Parade. And
I still cried. I can't listen to the song without crying.
It's a good song. This is the reprise. This is the him thinking back to what his dad used to be like. And, you know, what do we think of this song?
Yeah, fuck that girl out when we were young.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's fair.
Bro, it was right there, bro. What? Come on.
I cried.
Yeah.
I bawled so hard. And then I woke up the next morning and then cried. And then listened to it three times after when we were young and have cried each time. I can't.
How long ago was that?
October? 3-ish months? Do I know how to count? Yeah, three, like 3-4 really? Months? Like November, 3.5
December,
months?
December, January.
Yeah, like 3.5 months-ish. Oh, yeah.
So a little editor's note for me is that the sharpest lives, the patient dies towards the end. And he's going through purgatory and stuff like that. And he's reliving these memories. And so the first memory he has is when his father, as the song says, took him to the city and talked about, like, you know, would you be the leader of the broken? You know, you're trying, you know, when your dad wants to hype you up.
Stop,
and stuff.
Bro. That song gives me chills, bro.
Yeah.
Just like the whole lead up. Like, that song is perfectly crafted.
Yeah.
Like, the build up, everything about that song is.
Yeah.
S tier.
For reals. And then, like, being able to, like, sing it and then he just repeating that whole, like, I guess, ballad or whichever. And then he screams it afterwards. Go to your car. Go in your car and cry and just scream. It is it's great.
Like, bro, like, even if you, like, can't relate, you can, like, for I don't know how he did it.
Yeah.
But, like, the way he wrote it, like, just it hits no matter what, bro.
For reals.
Right.
Like, you cannot be a fan of the genre and hear it and be like, damn.
Yeah.
That chant is iconic because that's what I imagine everyone at the freaking... at a concert or a festival is chanting is that do or die. You'll never make me, you know, like it's such a good, like that's oh the, and that's God, why it's considered the emo anthem is because it's like this very strong song about leading your own life, doing your own thing and just like not caring what other people say and not having to explain your own reasons of why you are the way you are.
Yeah. In a storyline.
Mm-hmm. And that's why, this is a triple platinum album.
That's completely. I'm very sure I. Well, before when we were young, I'm pretty sure I caused a lot of those.
It is hard not to think you haven't listened to this song if you're listening. It has about 600, which is surprising. It has 600 million plays on Spotify.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, some songs right now have like a billion.
Yeah.
Bro, Creep from Radiohead.
Right.
Yeah.
It's almost at like 2 billion. I'm like, bro, this song is ass.
Oh my God. That's a hot take.
No, it's not. That song is weird.
A little bit, yeah. It's a little
it's
weird.
Very weird. Like, I listen to it because, like, Denty's like Radiohead, like Team Radiohead. Like, me and him go back and forth because I'm Team Deftones.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they took inspiration from Radiohead because they were before them. But, like, I'm like, nah, bro, Deftones clears. Yeah. But I listened to that song and I'm like, bro, why is this the one? Like, it's such a weird ass song.
It Smells Like Teen Spirit is better by Nirvana.
I don't know. I'm not a fan.
Hey, we'll have to get into grunge later on in life, you know, later in the episodes. Okay. He's all making right. a face right now.
I get it,
I know you can't see it. But after this very anthemic song about, you know, this memory about just he's going through before his final judgment, we get into I Don't Love You. Now, there's a shift in tone with the album. It is a lot more somber. You know, we're not getting that many heavy songs in the middle of the album. We're getting more, like, depressing and gloomy songs. This one, I Don't Love You, he's thinking about how he treated his loved ones, how he broke the news to them, how he kicked them out of his life. And it's a very sad song. It's very sad. So this is the one. So he is just feeling it right now before his judgment.
I'm confused. So being as the patient died, what is this?
So it's kind of like that you're going to be finally judged by the afterlife.
So is this, so
this is the passing over.
This is the passing over. He's in purgatory.
And each or like some or I think right like some of these songs are like that are coming up are like what he's like remembering like about his life like oh Like, I really didn't, like, show enough love to, like, my loved ones, right. like, when I was alive.
So. And he also starts to run into certain characters that we haven't gotten to. Like, the Black Parade has, of course, the iconic marching band person, the skeleton, to show someone leading on the people who are passing on.
This is interesting. So essentially, like, you know how people, like, some people think when you die, like, that's it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you don't, like, it's just...
Yeah.
This is, like, a take on that. We're like, okay, I'm dying, but like I'm dead, but I still can
mm-hmm.
run it back.
Like, this
just run everything back and think about stuff.
This mm-hmm. still has that idea of heaven and hell.
Yeah.
But it's like five people you meet in heaven.
Yeah, that's what exactly
kind of like the same concept.
Yeah.
Which I still have to read that book you lent me.
Oh, that's where it is. I was like searching for it the other day. I'm glad I know where it is. I was really thinking about
it. Yeah. What is it called? It's like, is it the five people you meet in hell?
Yeah, that one's a parody version.
Oh, I'm down. Yeah. It sounds so fun.
But the five people meet in heaven, basically, it starts at the end. This guy dies, and he meets five people who tell him about his life and, like, why it was important and the things that, like, led him to, like, the end of his life.
It's a great book.
That sounds crazy.
Yeah. It's also a movie if you ever want to, like, watch. The movie's really good, too.
I'm scared to watch the movie. I'm just scared it's not going to live up. I love the five people you meet in heaven. That's why.
I started with the movie. I like the movie, but the book is just so much better. Okay. Like, 1,000 times better. But, yeah, so he is, that's, you know.
That's such a gnarly concept.
I know, right?
Like, if that really happens.
Shout out Mitch Albom.
Like, I'll be like, damn.
Yeah. I'm dead now. So, yeah, he's going back to his loved ones. He obviously misses them. And then he gets a glimpse of what judgment would be like if he was a terrible person, which he was at the end of his life, but we don't know. He gets a glimpse of hell and what that is like. And, of course, this is House of Wolves. And this song is an intense song.
Oh, this is a song that I thought was like, this song belongs on Crazy Taxi.
Yeah, a little bit, actually. Yeah, so someone is telling him, you know, like, I'll be granting you permission because you haven't got a prayer. I'm going to come on, sing the praise, and let the spirit come on. Well, I think I'm going to burn in hell. Everybody burn the house right down and say what I want to say. And then they keep chanting out S-I-N, S-I-N, which is sin, 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 of course. And, yeah. He is seeing what it's like this whole you're bad, like wait, you were wait, bad wait. In your
play,
life.
Play that part, the sin, sin, sin.
Oh, yeah, of course. So it's S-I-N-I-S-I-N. So sin, like 666, I sin.
Bro. Huh?
It sounds like 666.
Is that what you thought it was at first?
Nah, I'm just like,
or just right now
he said that,
yeah,
like that could be like a play on that too.
That could,
because this is his trip to hell.
Yeah, this is his trip. This That's is his Dante's crazy. Inferno moment.
Gerard Way's diffy boy.
So yeah, this is his look into hell, and yeah, it's you know, he's like, tell me I'm a bad man, and he keeps going, I sin, and of course we get cancer. And this is my absolute favorite song on the album. This is him realizing the effect that he's had on his loved ones and what his death means to them. Because he's not the only character in the story. At this point, we're only hearing about him and what he did to his loved ones. But like, cancer is like this very heartfelt... just ballad to his family and how they feel about him dying. So I kind of see it as the patient looking at his family after his death, like him seeing
like the outer body experience thing, like
right,
the angels right there, like on some Yu Yu Hakusho stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's like Yusuke is just like watching, like, yo, I'm still here. Like,
that's what it is. And this song is just so sad. Let me just play a little bit.
Songs like this kill me.
Yeah.
Songs like this be beating my ass. I lose every time when songs like this. Mm-hmm. I'm like, bro, damn. Like ballads?
Yeah.
And
Filipinos love ballads.
They're goated.
Yeah. And this song is also like the effects of what cancer had done to him, and what chemo was doing to him was all my hair's abandoned my body. I'm counting down the days. I'm just soggy from the chemo. Like, he's making excuses of why he was acting the way he was. And also we're getting the perspective of the family themselves going, well, the hardest part was leaving you. Like, not him leaving them, but, you know, him leaving them. them leaving him. So
somebody leaving.
It's an emotional song. And then we get one of the other characters in the song, Mama. This song is dark. Mama is the kind of like the representation of war. In the music video, if you look at the Black Parade music video, all the characters are in the Black Parade music video. You've got the patient, the marching instructor, and Mama is the one with the gas mask over her face.
Okay.
Right. The other characters that we'll see that are in the music video, I'll explain later because they come up a little bit later. But this is Mother War. This is the manifestation of not just war itself, but his self-destructive ways. It's his, where we heard in The Sharpest Lives, and This Is How I Disappear, of how he acted and how that eventually got where he tries to ignore just the soft side of him, and that's the representation of him. And so Mama is this song of like, Mama, we all go to hell. You know, we're all gonna die. We're all full of lies. Like, it's all negative things. All of these things that he's compacted and into a person. And so, yes, Mama is a very bleak song. Like, it's probably the most negative song on the album. So, yeah, so he has this interaction with Mama, and he's seeing all of the ugly parts of him in front of him. So that's the song. And then we get Sleep, which is, we're going back to those soft songs. This song is another ballad. This is his fear. This is all the fear that he kind of pent up in himself. And, yeah, it's just like all his fear and regret in front of him. Like, he's being shown all of these emotions every now and then. So first it was his anger and his arrogance, and now it's his fear and regret. And this song is very, you know, somber. Mm-hmm. This is another ballad.
I love ballads.
And so one thing in the album that you need to realize is he keeps saying the hardest part. The hardest part of leaving me is leaving you. The hardest part of is letting go of your dreams. Like, the patient is kind of being like, the hardest part is like, everything is hard. You know, everything is, excuse me, everything is difficult. And so he's just going through that. And so he just kind of goes, just shut your eyes, kiss me goodbye, and just sleep. And so then we get into the next character, which is Teenagers. Teenagers is an emo ballad.
It's a very popular song too.
Yes. It's Teenagers are the one, you know, dress how you like, you know, do what you need to do. You're going to scare old people, whatever. That's what it used to sound like to me. Is like,
yeah, that's what it used to feel like.
This emo ballad. This is the representation of,
now I'm old.
The teens are also, teenagers are a character that are also part of the Black Parade music video. And they are just teens who died young because of their self-destructive ways. They wasted their lives, essentially, is the message of this of their characters, is they were self-destructive, they died young, and they missed out on so much being adults because they died as kids. They did, but the thing is they didn't get help. They weren't recognized. And so they denied it from other people. And this is another way to show the patient, like, instead of asking your family for help, instead of asking for the doctor for help, you push them away.
Yeah.
That's why you died so quickly, mm-hmm. you know? And so this is a fun song, though. It's fun, but it has a sad message, like every song we talk about on the podcast. But yeah, it's just a great little song. And so he sees that maybe his self-destructive ways, he's finally realizing that this is the reason why he died so early and why he might be going to hell. And then we get into Disenchanted.
I really like the song.
Yeah? What do you like about it?
It's like a Lorenzo answer. It's a very, I like the slower down stuff. I feel like I really listened to a lot of like really intense stuff growing up, and then now I'm like, I like the melodies that like are a little more soothing with a little more heavier beats, but I enjoy that tone. Mm-hmm. That's why.
Yeah. So this is him finally accepting his death. Finally mm-hmm. accepting that he has a price to pay, which he says in the song, you know, I have a price to pay. And he kind of gives a message to the listeners. You're just a sad song with nothing to say about a lifelong wait for a hospital stay. And if you think that I'm wrong, this never meant nothing to you. Come on. And it's just like that come on is like a just open, like wake up.
Yeah.
Like why pay the price for a sad life when you can live it to the fullest you can? And this leads on to the next song, which is the closer of the song, which is Famous Last Words,
which is also a really intense song.
This is second up on Black Parade.
Yeah.
In my opinion. This is the cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Cause we don't know if he goes to heaven or hell. He's kind of at the precipice, but he gives us like a heartfelt, like, I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to pay the price and I'm going to do it cause that's what I deserve, you know? And it has that anthem. I am not afraid to keep on living. I'm not afraid to walk this world alone. Nothing you can say can stop me going home. And he just has this like more upbeat message to himself. And so I'll just play the anthem itself. It's just... So he's accepted his death.
That's such a like oddly like uplifting song.
Yeah, it's like that one tweet where it was like, hey, don't lose to your demons. You gotta beat them. And somebody was like, this is like morbid and also very, very uplifting.
Yeah. Yeah. Like that's like a like you like I can hear people chanting that
yeah.
at the same time. I'm like, why are you chanting?
Yeah, like what like, what's happening?
This is eerie. But like I feel good about it.
Yeah.
This is it is that final acceptance and just being like, it's time to change. And he even says, there's nothing I can say to change that part, but I'm not afraid to keep on going.
Yeah.
So it's the patient is accepting his death. He was a dick. I'm just gonna say he was a dick to everyone around him, and so he's finally realizing that, and he's just gonna go on with life. That is the interpretation I kind of see. I think it's pretty agreeable for everyone else. Like this is the interpretation. You also have like the bonus track.
The first minute and a half is the most phenomenal music I've ever heard in my life. I thought my music wasn't loading. That's why.
When I downloaded this on LimeWire, I thought maybe they just added like a minute.
Yeah.
But that's actually how it is.
Yeah.
Blood is just this, like, I don't know. It's just,
I wonder
when hidden tracks were popular. So yeah.
I wonder if it was like a minute and a half. Like, I wonder if it was like, what is it? What people say, like a moment of silence.
That's what I think. Maybe that could be possible.
That was my theory. Or maybe they just like turned on the recording for a minute and a half, was chopping it up, and then decided to go into the studio.
I know people think that it has to do with like Mother War, or maybe he came back from the dead, because there is also another secret song that not a lot of albums have, only the Japanese version has, which is Heaven Help Us, which is what people think is like the patient's funeral.
Oh.
I haven't heard Heaven Help Us yet. At all. So I don't know primarily. I can't really find it.
That's incredible. He listened to 20 albums this week and he can't find one song.
We all.
He's fake.
I'm not afraid to keep on living. But that's the Black Parade.
It's really good. I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you found it. What? Is it on Spotify?
Oh, you're trash.
I am pretty trash, man.
He didn't even try to get it.
It is on. Oh, it is on Spotify.
He didn't even try.
Oh, there's a B side, dude.
He didn't even. Yo.
What?
Ass.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Oh, it's on the deluxe one. The deluxe one with the B side.
A whole EP.
Oh snap. Dango, don't listen to music for real.
I'm a fake fan.
He just says he listens
Big
to 20.
Big fat phony.
I'm a fake fan.
He just keeps putting the numbers up each week.
Yeah.
I gotta listen. We gotta listen to that then.
My right. Way home is through you. Kill all your friends. Heaven help us.
I like the second one. Me personally, friend.
I like this song.
It's MCR, the Black Parade B-side. What did you think you were not going to like?
Yeah, you never know.
It's a Black Parade
B-side. I don't really
B-side.
Like blood. I think it's weird. It's just like blood, blood. And it's just like this chant.
One blood, blood.
You're just not outside. Just say that.
Huh?
You're not outside.
You ain't really outside.
What do we think, boys?
Amazing. I mean,
this album is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Black Parade.
It's obviously
it deserves all the praise that it's gotten.
Yeah. There's no way. And it sounds so incredible. And I really do think it hits a bunch of stuff. And I still think there are parts that are relatable, but towards the storyline, I guess not relatable. But because I'm thinking of like teenagers. Like I feel like both sides, like being like people who are older and have been a teenager is like, yeah, teenagers are terrifying. And then also being a teenager is like, yeah, be scared of me. And even though it's like part of a whole, like a whole storyline that you may or Lorenzo may not grasp when you first listen to it, but I still think it's crazy that they made songs like in this weird relatable sense. And it hits so many good sounds.
Yeah. I think it's mastered perfectly.
Wait. They might be like actual geniuses.
What?
What day did we go to the...
No way. What day did we go?
October 23rd?
Yeah.
That's when they dropped this.
No way.
In 06.
Wait. Let me check.
Yeah, they're demons.
They're demons.
Gerard Way is a demon.
That's why they canceled the show.
Oh, snap. October 22nd and 23rd. Oh, they canceled. They're the ones that canceled the 22nd.
That's scary.
They're like, there's no way I'm playing Welcome to the Black Parade not on the 23rd.
That's freaky, bro.
That's a little.
They used the wind machine.
they used the wind machine.
Oh, my God.
That's nutty. Bro. Dang, that's crazy. So we listened to it like on an anniversary.
Yeah.
That's nutty.
That's crazy.
This album is important to the emo scene.
Yeah, that gives me chills.
This album is important to just music in general, I think. It did set a precedence, in my opinion, for concept albums as a whole. Like, people doing more stories in albums. And Gerard Way is a great writer. And I love this album. I think everyone should listen to it. I think it's required to listen to this album at least once.
Yeah.
It's just that good.
Agreed.
So, yeah. 10 out of 10 album. And that was The Listening Room. That's all I got.
Yeah.
That's all I got. Any final words, gentlemen?
Gerard Way, you're really great at writing music and some of the Umbrella Academy, but please be better at writing character development for the Umbrella Academy, because that junk is... they're so annoying in that show.
Gerard Way, if I didn't tell the story right, please email me and let me know and just tell me I'm a terrible human being.
Dude, I'll hang that. I'll hang that on my refrigerator.
Put it out and put it on a frame.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm famous. You want me to hit him up?
Yeah. Hit up Gerard Way. Like, get a feature.
Dude, not even remotely the same job.
I'm in the music business now. Like, I'm official now.
I'm official.
Okay.
That's
I'm gonna have my people
talk to his people. Say, yeah.
Even though I'm my people. I don't got a management team or nothing.
I hope the new album is good. If you are making one. And I love Danger Days, The True Lives of the Fabulous Killjoys. Not a lot of people don't like that one. But ladies and gentlemen, that was The Listening Room. If you have any comments or you want to talk about it, I did do an Instagram post to comment your favorite Black Parade song. Yeah, go for it. Oh, what's your guys' favorite Black Parade song? I didn't ask.
I mean, I'm biased.
It's okay if it's Welcome to the Black Parade.
It is.
It is. There's no way. Wait, are you choosing something over that?
Cancer's my favorite song.
Oh. I'm going to choose the first minute and a half of the
Blood.
Blood. No, Welcome to the Black Parade. Even though I can't listen to it without crying, and I still think it's going to be a while.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking love that song, man.
Yeah.
Whenever it rains again and I'm driving, get all my emo powers going.
Yeah.
Wearing black everything, listen to Welcome to the Black Parade.
There's a reason why it has 600 million views. Listens on Spotify.
That's only on Spotify.
Yeah, only on Spotify.
That's nuts.
What's the music video have?
The music video is great, too.
Yes, it is. And if you want to see all of the characters themselves, watch the music video. And you'll get like a visualization. It has 282 million views.
Yeah, and also if you're from California, the music video was just shot during the summer in California. Just a bunch of ashes.
Yes, yeah. Fire season.
Yeah.
Well, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us for another episode here on the Untitled Mixtape. I hope you enjoyed this listening room. Let us know your thoughts. Let us know what you thought about the episode. And with that being said, shout out to the Working On It Network. We're joined with a bunch of amazing podcasts. We have, of course, the Chit Show podcast with Leo and I. We talk pop culture and news, and we are an 18-plus podcast. And we also have the Solarian Girls.
Solarian Girls.
Who is Candace and Brittany, and they talk about their favorite book series, The Zodiac Academy. So go check them out. We also have another podcast in work with a couple of friends. Similar to this podcast, but a little more in depth on certain things than that we have time to do. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, have a good day, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah.
Chicken wings. I really want some. I'm going to eat meatloaf, though.